It doesn't take long to fill a political vacuum. Several people are already showing interest in Barney Frank's congressional seat after the 71-year-old Newton Democrat announced yesterday he's not seeking re-election next year. His possible successors include the Bristol County District Attorney, Democrat Sam Sutter, as well as two Democratic state senators, Cynthia Cream and Mark Pacheco. On the Republican side, Elizabeth Childs, who served in the Romney administration, has already launched a bid, and former Frank challenger Republican Sean Bealot is said to be considering a run, though reports say he currently resides in Pennsylvania. Frank will undoubtedly leave a void. But as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, the question is, how big a void?
If you ask Barney Frank how Democrats will get on without him, he mentions another famous liberal Democrat.
You know, look, Franklin Roosevelt died. I mean, you know, all kinds of people leave and die. And it's a very big ocean. We don't leave waves.
But Frank is leaving a rather big wave with his name on it. That's the Dodd-Frank Wall Street and Consumer Protection Act. Some say it goes too far in regulating businesses. Others say it doesn't go far enough. But many agree it's the most sweeping change to U.S. financial regulation since the Great Depression. And without Frank or Senator Chris Dodd, who retired last year, the act might die in the water.
Well, I worry about it.
Michael Greenberger specializes in financial regulation at the University of Maryland Law School. He says Dodd-Frank will be vulnerable without Frank to defend the law.
At points, Congressman Frank was almost single-handedly protecting the principles that were enunciated in that legislation from a terrific Republican onslaught that was aided by Wall Street lobbyists.
Frank also has a tremendous institutional knowledge about the banking and financial sectors that Greenberger says will be hard to replace.
There are others in the House Democratic Caucus that will step to the fray. I think the Occupy Wall Street movement is going to insist upon that. So I'm very, very hopeful that his shoes will be filled, but they are very big shoes to fill.
Frank says changes to his district largely drove his decision not to run again. But there's also the question of clout. When Democrats lost the House, Frank was no longer top dog on the Financial Services Committee. And that may have contributed to his desire to retire at the end of his term. But he still has influence. And many people worry that Massachusetts will lose its influence without Frank. Whoever replaces him will start at the bottom of the ladder. Before Frank rose to leadership on bank regulation, he was best known for coming out in the 80s and championing gay rights legislation. Now it's common for Massachusetts lawmakers to support that agenda, but that's not the same as having gay people in office, says Mass Equality's Cara Suffredini.
We know that when people know a gay person, they are more likely to support equality, they're more likely to understand the issues. And so there's no accounting for the power of having an openly gay person in Congress. We now are lucky to have four. With Frank gone, we'll now only have three.
Of course, not everyone is sad to see Frank go.
And this is a very good day for Massachusetts Republicans, and I would dare say it is a very good day for the United States of America.
Tom Mountain chairs the Republican committee in Frank's hometown of Newton. He blames Frank for playing a role in the financial crisis.
Barney Frank is about two decades overdue from retiring from Congress. He should have retired a long time ago.
Mountain's fellow Republicans across the country celebrated Frank's announcement. Although Frank is perceived as extremely partisan, his colleague, Congressman Mike Capuano, says Frank excels at compromise. He says Massachusetts and the country are losing a leader who cooperates.
There are some people that want to run and think they're going to change the world overnight, and that, God bless them. You know, love that. We all want to change the world. But there are others who understand that there is the political system. You have to, if you want to change it, you have to learn to work it. And Bonnie was good at it.
Capuano says Massachusetts needs another leader who is willing to work for change and won't just simply demand it. And if Barney Frank's successor falls short, Capuano predicts Frank will speak out about it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.